Volume 49, Number 2 of the Friend Magazine for February 2019. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency. Getting to Know Your Family. President Dallin H. Oaks. A Promise to Try. Family Night Fun. Bright Idea. He Calmed the Waters. Monster Quest. Hello from Mexico. Ingrid's Birthday Surprise. Apostles Around the World, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. The Yo-Yo Decision. Learning About Baptism. Friend to Friend, He Wants the Best for Me, Elder Hugo E. Martinez. Show and Tell. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. For Older Kids. Babysitting Blunder. My Eternal Family. Food and Fun. Gary and Goliath. What's on Your Mind? Music. I Lived in Heaven. Things to Make and Do. The Baptism Covenant. Fun Stuff. A Little Better Every Day. The Living Christ. Fun Stuff. Find It. Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. Ways to Show I Care. A Helper Like You. Lots of Ways to Help. Scripture Stories, Jesus Was Baptized. Coloring Page. And What's in the Box. End of Contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by Mail. Service Blanket. I read in The Friend how to surf by making a tie blanket, January 2017. I decided to donate my quilt to a family in our small town that was affected by flooding. Evelette M., age 6, California, USA. Abuelo's Shoe Shop. Thank you for the story, Abuelo's Shoe Shop, an activity, March 2018. We made our own shoes and wrote ways that we could follow Jesus. While we watched the Come Follow Me sing-along video on children.lds.org. It was a super fun family home evening. Chandel, Cindy, and Cyrus, N, age 3, 5, and 8, Utah, USA. Dear friends, being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost is like walking through a gate on the path back to Heavenly Father. Maybe you've already been baptized, or you might still be looking forward to that special day. This month's magazine has lots of stories and activities for you about baptism and the Holy Ghost. What is special to you about being baptized? Love, The Friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail, read by Mia Peterson.
From the First Presidency, Getting to Know Your Family, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Family history starts when you learn about your ancestors. They are real people who lived before you and were part of a family. We need to be sealed to our ancestors so we can live with them in the next life. When you learn about your ancestors, you will feel more happy and confident, not feel so alone. Know that each person is precious in Heavenly Father's eyes. Here are three ways you can have these blessings. 1. Discover who your ancestors are. 2. Gather stories about them and share them again and again. 3. Connect them to your family by sending their names to the temple. They can be baptized and have other ordinances done for them, like being sealed to your family forever. My mother, Stella Oaks, died before any of our grandchildren were born. So Sister Oaks and I had a Stella party to help them learn about her. I also wrote a book about her and about my father. You can learn more about your ancestors, too. This will give you strength and direction for your life. Adapted from a talk given at Roots Tech, 2018, Family Discovery Day. have a getting-to-know-you party. President and Sister Oaks had a Stella party to help their grandchildren get to know their great-grandmother, Stella Oaks. Here are some things they did. They decorated with great-grandmother Stella's favorite color, yellow. Everyone wore a hat, like she always did. They looked at pictures and heard stories about her. What other fun things could you do at your party? Make a food your ancestor ate. Play a game people played back then. Look at a map of where they lived. End of the article, Getting to Know Your Family, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Dwayne Case.
A Promise to Try, by Tammy Green, based on a true story. To be baptized as Jesus was is just the thing I want to do. Children's Songbook 104. The sun was going down as Tatsuki rode his bike home. He loved zooming down the small hill by his home, but he needed to be back before it was dark. When Tatsuki rolled his bike to a stop, he saw his primary teacher, Sister Yamada, walking up to his apartment building.
"Hi, Tatsuki,"
Sister Yamada said with a smile.
"I'm here to talk to you about your baptism."
Tatsuki's family had just started going to church again. He liked being with his friends in primary, and he was especially excited to be baptized. Sister Yamada and Tatsuki rode the elevator together and joined Mom in the apartment.
"Tatsuki, I'm so glad you've chosen to follow Jesus Christ by being baptized,"
Sister Yamada said.
"When we are baptized, we make covenants with Heavenly Father. Do you know what a covenant is?"
Tatsuki didn't know Sister Yamada was going to ask him questions. He started to feel a little nervous. But Mom smiled encouragingly.
"Promises?"
he asked shyly.
"That's right,"
Sister Yamada said.
"Heavenly Father promises us we can always have the Holy Ghost with us. Do you know what we promise Heavenly Father?"
Tatsuki shook his head.
"I don't know."
"I'll give you a hint. The promises are in the prayers we hear before we take the sacrament. We promise Heavenly Father that we are willing to take upon us the name of Jesus Christ, to always remember Him, and to keep His commandments. Do you know what it means to take Jesus' name upon us?"
Tatsuki shook his head again. Mom helped him.
"It means we are happy to say that we're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It means we will do what Jesus would do if He were here."
"What kinds of things would Jesus do?"
"Well, He would be kind to people. He would help people who are sad or sick. And He would teach people how to follow the commandments."
Tatsuki had a sinking feeling in his stomach.
"I don't think I can be baptized."
"Why do you think that?"
"There are so many promises. I don't think I can be like Jesus every day."
Mom gave Tatsuki a hug.
"Remember when you helped Yuna when she was crying yesterday?"
Tatsuki nodded. His little sister had been sad, so he had made funny faces and played with her until she was happy again.
"And remember how you helped your cousins share and be nice to each other last week? You were following Jesus when you did both of those things."
Tatsuki didn't know that's what it meant to follow Jesus. He started to feel a little bit better. He could do things like that. Sister Yamada said,
"And whenever we make a mistake, we can always repent. That just means we can say we're sorry and try to do better. Then Heavenly Father forgives us, and we can always keep trying."
Tatsuki didn't feel so worried anymore. He felt happy.
"I want to be baptized."
Mom and Sister Yamada smiled. Sister Yamada gave Tatsuki a Book of Mormon with his name written on it. Tatsuki felt happy that he could try each day to be like Jesus. Now, he couldn't wait to be baptized. End of the story, A Promise to Try. Read by Roseanne Peterson, Gabriel Reinwand, Kara McClellan, and Wes Nelson.
Family Night Fun. Here are some ideas you could use for family home evening. Song, When I Am Baptized, Children's Songbook, page 103. Scripture, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Activity. 1. Read about Jesus being baptized in Matthew 3 or on page Friend Junior 4. Talk about how Jesus set an example for us by being baptized. 2. Play the matching game on page 7. 3. When someone gets a match, talk about that part of the baptism covenant. How does the sacrament go along with baptism? Recipes. Banana ice cream. The baptism covenant is a promise between two individuals, you and Heavenly Father. Here's a recipe that needs just two ingredients. This makes about 3 servings. Slice and freeze 4 large ripe bananas. Blend them until creamy. Add 2 tablespoons peanut butter. Blend until smooth. Enjoy your banana peanut butter ice cream. More ideas. Read A Promise to Try, page 4. Talk about how Heavenly Father doesn't expect us to be perfect, just to try, then repent when we mess up. Hang up page 9 as a reminder to keep trying. Read The Yo-Yo Decision, page 22, and talk about what it means to resist temptation. Is someone in your family getting ready for baptism? Pages 24 through 25 may help. End of Family Night Fun. Read by Miles McClellan.
The Baptism Covenant supports Come Follow Me for families. Cut out and mix up these cards. Then take turns matching cards that go together. With each match, talk about that part of the Baptism Covenant. Take upon them the name of thy Son. Doctrine Covenants 20:77. I will follow Jesus Christ. Bear one another's burdens. Mosiah 18:8. I will help others. Always remember him and keep his commandments. Doctrine and Covenants 20:77. Each day I will try to keep the commandments. Always have his spirit to be with them. Doctrine and Covenants 20:77. Heavenly Father can bless me with the Holy Ghost. End of the article. The Baptism Covenant, read by L. Anderson. Fun stuff. A little better every day. Heavenly Father can help us make better choices every day. That's part of what it means to repent. Match the wrong choices with the better choices these kids made the next day.
Wrong choice. I teased my little sister, even after she said to stop.
A better choice. I said sorry to my sister and drew her a funny cat picture.
Wrong choice. I got mad and yelled when we lost our football match.
A better choice. I apologized to my coach for getting so mad.
Wrong choice. I decided to sleep in instead of saying my morning prayers.
A better choice. I went to bed early and woke up with plenty of time to pray.
Wrong choice. I said something mean to a kid when he laughed at me.
A better choice. On the way to school, I thought about ways to not get so upset at other people.
Wrong choice. I lied to Mama about spilling a pot of water when she asked who did it.
A better choice. I told Mama the truth and told her I was sorry.
End of the article, A Little Better Every Day. Read by Maya Reinwand and Enzo Patello.
He Calmed the Waters. A True Story Written by You. By Daniel M., age 8, Vanuatu. I live in Vanuatu, a group of islands in the South Pacific Ocean. I was excited to turn 8 and be baptized and confirmed. But I was worried about getting baptized in the ocean. The waves are fun to play in, but I wasn't sure about being baptized in them. My mom and I went in the ocean by our house to see what it would be like, and I knew it would be okay. We chose the day when I was to be baptized, and I was so excited. But then a cyclone came close to our island. We had to call the branch president and cancel my baptism. Even though there was a little flooding from the cyclone, we were able to go to church that Sunday, the branch president announced that I would be baptized the next Saturday. On Saturday morning, the waves were really big, so I was kind of scared. We had a meeting at my house, and then we all walked down to the beach. I had asked my cousin Josh to baptize me. Josh lifted me over the waves as we walked in, but as I was getting baptized, the waves were calm. I think that while Josh said the baptism prayer, Jesus calmed the water for me. As we walked out of the ocean, the waters got rough again, but I didn't mind because I was already soaked completely. I'm so glad that I could follow Jesus' example by being baptized. I know that Heavenly Father hears my prayers. Watch a video about another child's baptism story at friend.lds.org in February. End of the story, He Calmed the Waters. Read by Miles McClellan.
The Living Christ. The prophets and apostles wrote The Living Christ to tell the world about Jesus Christ. Read part of it each month and memorize the line in yellow. He was the great Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Messiah of the New Testament. Under the direction of his Father, he was the creator of the earth. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. Though sinless, he was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Sinless means without any sins at all. To fulfill all righteousness means to do everything Heavenly Father asks us to do. Take a walk with your family to look at Jesus' beautiful creations. Then draw a picture of your favorite one. End of the article, The Living Christ, read by Alyssa Peterson.
Monster Quest by Jane Nickerson.
So where are your video games?
Tyler asked Kent as they were playing in Kent's room. Kent says,
don't have any.
What? How can we play Monster Quest like we do at my house?
We can't. Let's go outside and look for real monsters instead.
Moments later, they're outside playing in the field, pretending to find evidence of monsters.
Is this an arrowhead?
Maybe it's a monster tooth.
Soon, Tyler finds tracks in the dirt.
Yikes! A Bigfoot monster was here.
We can't let the monster get us. Follow me to the creek.
Later, they find their way down to the stream and make a big mess playing in the mud.
We're mud monsters.
Then they jump in the stream and splash each other until they are soaking wet. Next, they help Kent's dad feed the fish in their pond. Kent and Tyler pretend the fish are actually giant monsters.
Ah!
Sea monsters!
At the end of a long day of lots of fun, Tyler and Kent rest their backs against a tree and sip lemonade. Tyler says,
that was even more fun than Monster Quest. Next time, let's look for real monsters at my house, too. End of Monster Quest. Read by Austin Peterson, Gabriel Reinwand, and Miles McClellan.
Hello from Mexico. I am Margo.
And I'm Paolo. We're traveling around the world to learn about children of God. Join us as we visit Mexico.
Mexico is in North America. It has more than 120 million people. About 1.5 million of them belong to the church.
Here's a Book of Mormon in Spanish, the main language of Mexico. In Spanish, the prophet Alma's name means soul.
Chocolate may have been invented in Mexico. It is used in a sauce called mole. The sauce also includes chilies, nuts, fruits, and spices.
Mexico has 13 temples. These beautiful temples are in Mexico City and Tijuana.
In Mexico, families often gather for holidays and to enjoy being together. Children have fun hitting piñatas filled with fruits and candy.
Do you like football? It's the most popular sport in Mexico.
Meet some of our friends from Mexico. Watch a video about another child from Mexico at friend.lds.org in February.
One day, I had a big problem, and I felt really sad. I went to church and listened to the testimonies about Jesus. I felt the Holy Ghost, and it made me happy. I know Heavenly Father helped me feel happy. Abby D., age 7, Puebla, Mexico.
I know that in these days, Heavenly Father speaks to the prophet just like he did in the past. If I listen to and follow the prophet, I will be blessed, and it will help me to be more like Jesus Christ. Benjamin D., age 9, Puebla, Mexico.
Thanks for exploring Mexico with us. See you next time.
End of Hello from Mexico. Read by Ellie Anderson, Gabriel Reinwand, Ocean Patello, and Daniel McClellan.
Ingrid's Birthday Surprise by Marissa Dennis, Church Magazines, based on a true story.
Estas son las mañanitas.
The sound of Mama's singing woke Ingrid up. She opened her eyes and saw Mama coming into her bedroom. Mama always sang her a special birthday song on her birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños,
Mama said.
Let's get ready for your party.
Ingrid could smell a chocolate cake baking in the oven.
I wonder what presents I'll get,
she thought. She climbed out of bed and looked out the window. The jacaranda tree outside was full of purple flowers. Ingrid helped push the sofa into Mama's room, so there was lots of space in the living room. She helped frost the cake and stuck 7 candles on top. Soon, it was time for the party. Ingrid's friends from school and primary came. They played games and ate cake. Then came Ingrid's favorite part, presents. She got a new book, a stuffed tiger, and a charm bracelet. After everyone left, Ingrid gave Mama a hug.
Thank you, Mama. That was the best birthday ever.
It's not over yet. I have a special surprise for you.
She handed Ingrid a slip of paper. It said, time for bed.
It's a clue,
Mama explained.
You have to find the next one.
Ingrid hurried to her bedroom. She found another slip of paper under her pillow. It said, laundry day. Ingrid ran to the kitchen and opened the washing machine. Another clue! Ingrid found more clues behind the TV, inside her favorite book, and under the bathroom rug. The last clue led to her closet. Up on the shelf was a wrapped box. Ingrid wasn't tall enough, so Mama got it down for her. Ingrid tore off the paper and lifted the lid. Inside the box was some folded white fabric and a big copy of the Book of Mormon.
Next year, you can be baptized. This is a special gift to help you get ready.
Mama touched the white fabric.
This is what I'll use to make your baptism dress. And this,
she picked up the Book of Mormon,
is for you to read.
Ingrid looked up at Mama.
I've never read the whole Book of Mormon.
I know you can do it.
Mama flipped the book open.
Look, the letters are extra big. I thought that might make it easier.
Mama closed the book again and handed it to Ingrid. Ingrid ran her fingers over the smooth cover.
It's important that you find out for yourself if the Book of Mormon is true. I promise that if you read and pray with all your heart, Heavenly Father will help you know.
That night, Ingrid read the first chapter of the Book of Mormon. It wasn't as hard as she thought it would be. She liked reading the scriptures. She read the Book of Mormon again the next day, and the next. She read it every day. After a few weeks, she decided she didn't want to wait till the end of the book to pray about it. Ingrid knelt by her bed. She prayed with all her heart and asked Heavenly Father to help her know that the Book of Mormon was true. Then she waited. She thought she might hear a voice, but she didn't. Instead, a happy feeling grew in her heart. She knew Heavenly Father was answering her prayer. Almost a year later, Ingrid finished reading the Book of Mormon. She knew that no matter what she got for her 8th birthday, the Book of Mormon would always be one of her favorite gifts. This story took place in Mexico. Go to page 14 to learn more about that country. End of the story, Ingrid's Birthday Surprise. Read by Rena Nelson, Margot Patillo, and Wesley Nelson.
Apostles Around the World. Elder Holland's Trip with the Prophet. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland and Sister Patricia Holland went with President and Sister Nelson on a trip to visit church members around the world. They visited 8 countries. At each stop, they met thousands of people who were so happy to see a prophet and an apostle. Almost all the places they stopped in either already have a temple or will have one soon. Their first stop was Jerusalem, Israel. They saw the Mount of Olives, a place where Jesus taught his disciples, and the old city of Jerusalem, where Jesus walked. Next, they visited Kenya, a country in Africa, where a temple is going to be built. Elder Holland encouraged people to gather their family history and come to the temple when it is finished. "Nothing will bless you more," he said. President Nelson and Elder Holland were excited to visit church members in India. They looked for a place to build a temple there. It will be the first temple in that country, which has more than 1 billion people. President Holland said, "I have a testimony that God will always be with us. He has given us a prophet to guide us. He will never abandon us. We will never, ever be left alone." Watch videos about the apostles at children.lds.org. The apostles travel around the world to minister to people and teach them about Jesus Christ. End of the article, Apostles Around the World. Read by Maya Reinwand.
Fun stuff! Find it. Camila and Carlos are excited that all their cousins are visiting for Camila's baptism tomorrow. Today, they're busy playing the best game of Las Escondidas, hide and seek, ever. Find Camila, Carlos, and their 10 cousins, all in red shirts. Then find 10 geckos. And a fun stuff, find it, read by Shannon Nelson.
The Yo-Yo Decision by Liesl Robin Shurtleff, based on a true story. Through a still small voice, the Spirit speaks to me. Children's Songbook, number 106. Leah and Mom were almost done shopping. Then Mom stopped to look at some clothes.
"I'll be just a few minutes,"
Mom said. Leah sighed. When Mom said a few minutes, sometimes it meant 20. Leah found a shelf of toys nearby. She flipped through a coloring book and then tossed a bouncy ball a few times. But that got boring pretty fast. Then she picked up something shiny and round. It was a yo-yo. It looked just like the one Oscar brought to school last week. During recess, he showed everyone his fancy tricks. The tricks had names like Walk the Dog and Around the World. Leah asked him if she could try, but Oscar wouldn't let her. Leah slipped a loop of string over her finger. She let the yo-yo drop and tugged on the string like she had seen Oscar do. The yo-yo hit the floor with a clunk. She tried again. After a few tries, she got the yo-yo to come back up to her hand. If she could figure that out so quickly, she could probably learn to do all the tricks Oscar had done. That's when Leah looked at the price tag. She frowned. She didn't have nearly that much money in her money jar at home.
"I'm almost done, Leah,"
Mom called. Leah sighed. She was about to put the yo-yo back when an idea popped into her head. The yo-yo wasn't very big. She could just slip it into her pocket. The store owner wasn't looking. No one would ever know. She could keep it and learn to do new tricks. The kids at school would think she was so cool. As Leah looked down at the yo-yo, she felt prickly and nervous. Her hands felt sweaty. She gripped the yo-yo tighter. What was this bad feeling? She wanted it to go away. Then she remembered something Dad told her before she got baptized.
"After you're baptized, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost,"
Dad had said.
"The Holy Ghost helps us make good choices. He speaks to us in a still, small voice."
"He'll talk to me?"
Leah asked.
"Not always. It may be like a thought, coming into your mind, or a feeling coming into your heart.
What kind of feeling?
It's different for each person. But usually, when you do something good, the Holy Ghost will help you feel calm and peaceful. When there's something dangerous, He will warn you. And when you want to do something wrong, the Holy Ghost will leave, and you'll feel confused or unhappy.
Leah looked down at the yo-yo. She really wanted it, but she knew the Holy Ghost was telling her that stealing was wrong. Leah put the yo-yo back on the shelf. As soon as she did, she felt peaceful and warm. She went to find Mom.
I'm done. Are you ready to go?
Leah smiled.
Yes.
As they left the store, Leah felt as light as sunshine. The yo-yo might have been fun for a while, but following the Holy Ghost was something she wanted to do always. The author lives in Illinois, USA.
Sidebar. One day at school, I was taking a spelling test, and my teacher called out a word that I had no idea how to spell. I was panicking, and I looked at someone's paper. After the test, my stomach wasn't feeling good. I told my mom about how I looked at someone else's paper. I knew that the feeling I got was from the Holy Ghost. I know I should always listen to the Holy Ghost. Jonah J., age 8, Idaho, USA. End of the story, The Yo-Yo Decision. Read by Terrell Williams, Holly and Nick Anderson, Chloe Patello, and Daniel McClellan.
Learning About Baptism by Eliza Broadbent. I'm getting baptized, but there are a few things I need to learn first. Help me learn about the steps of baptism by reading and coloring in the boxes below. 1. To get ready, I'll have an interview with the bishop. He'll ask me if I have faith in Jesus Christ and follow the commandments. I'll also ask someone who holds the priesthood to baptize me. 2. I can invite my family and friends to come to my baptism. 3. When I get baptized, I will go all the way under the water like Jesus did. But it will only be for about a second, and then I'll come right back up. 4. I will take the name of Christ upon me. This means I will be a Christian or someone who follows Jesus. I'll also promise to always remember him and obey his commandments. 5. I will be confirmed. That means I will be invited to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can help me make good choices and warn me about danger. 6. I will become a member of the church. 7. I can think about my baptism promises when I take the sacrament. 8. My baptism will bless me my whole life. When I make mistakes, I can repent and be forgiven. Then I can feel as clean as on the day I was baptized. Thanks for helping me get ready for the big day. End of the article, Learning About Baptism, read by Maya Reinwand.
Friend to Friend, He Wants the Best for Me, by Elder Hugo E. Martinez of the 70. I Know Heavenly Father Loves Me, Children's Songbook, 228. When I was a child, I liked doing things my dad did. He worked as a doctor. I often went with him to the hospital where I saw him help patients. One day, I was walking into the hospital with my dad. Another doctor walked out. He saw me and asked my dad, "Is this your son?" My dad said yes. The doctor knelt to look at me. He asked, "What will you be when you grow up?" I said, "I want to be a doctor like my dad." Then he replied, "Well, I hope you're as good a doctor as he is." But my dad said, "No, I want him to be better than me." That helped me realize that my dad really loved me. He wanted the best for me. Years later, I thought of that moment again. My wife and I were being taught by the missionaries. The missionaries asked me, "Do you believe that you can become like God?" I had never thought about it. But I thought, if Heavenly Father is actually my Father, He would want the best for me, like my dad did. He would want me to be able to become like Him. So I said to the missionaries, "Yes, I believe I can be like my Heavenly Father." The moment I answered, I knew what I said was true. I want you to know that your heavenly parents love you very much. They want the best for you. You can become like them. End of the story, He Wants the Best for Me. Read by Wes Nelson.
Show and tell. Our family decided to collect food in our neighborhood for the homeless shelter. My brother and I decorated notes to tell our neighbors about it. A few days later, we collected the food. It made me feel happy to help lots of people. Asher W., age 6, Ontario, Canada. My family is reading President Russell M. Nelson's biography. I found a picture of him when he was a little boy and drew my own version. I am grateful for our prophet, Fisher L., age 8, Utah, USA.
Before my baptism, I asked my friends from school who don't go to our church if they would come, and they said yes. I was happy to see them at my baptism and know they supported me. Allison H., age 8, California, USA.
Scriptures are special. The scriptures are special. The scriptures are true. I read the scriptures, and so should you. I read them in the morning and read them at night. Once you read them, they will show you the light. The scriptures are special. The scriptures are true. When you read the scriptures, Jesus will grow closer to you. Matthew W., age 10, Alabama, USA.
One day when I was in the playground at lunchtime, I saw another girl crying as she didn't have anyone to play with. I went over to her and asked her to come and play with me and my friends. She stopped crying and came to play with us. Mia B., age 6, Northern Ireland, United Kingdom.
One day at football practice, a teammate asked if I went to church. I told him yes, and that I was LDS. He didn't know what that meant, so I explained that LDS stands for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He said he had never gone to church before. I am glad I could tell him about our church, and I hope I can tell him more. Bentley P., age 11, Utah, USA.
One of my friends asked me to swear. I didn't. Instead, I asked her not to swear around me. She said she would try, and then she asked the rest of the girls to do the same. Almost all of them agreed. I'm glad I could be a good example. Alora W., age 12, Vienna, Austria. We were on a vacation at a lake, and we fell off our motorized watercraft. It rolled over and wouldn't start again. My sister Ash said a prayer, and then I said a prayer, and it started to work. I know the Lord answers our prayers. Sophia C., age 9, Hesse, Germany.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Annalisa D., age 11, England, United Kingdom. Sophie W., age 10, Utah, USA. Joseph S., age 10, Olomouc Region, Czech Republic. Isaiah W., age 8, Utah, USA. Olivia P., age 9, Texas, USA. End of Show and Tell, read by Gabriel Weinwand, Margot Patello, and Shannon Nelson.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy find themselves arguing pretty loudly.
It is.
It isn't.
Is too.
Is not.
When they're done, they go to their own rooms and slam their bedroom doors. Later at dinner, Dad tries to find out what the problem was.
I thought I heard some shouting earlier. What was that about?
Mandy is ready to forgive and forget. So she says,
I forgot already.
Well, I think I'll forget it too.
Listening in, the rubber chicken thinks,
I forget things too, like everything, because, in case you haven't noticed, I'm a rubber chicken.
After dinner, Mandy picks up a load of dishes from the table and says to Matt,
come on, I'll help you with the dishes.
Mandy volunteering to do dishes? Now that's worth remembering.
End of this month's Matt and Mandy, read by Gabriel Reinwand, Mia Peterson, Terrell Williams, Daniel McClellan, and Shannon Nelson.
Babysitting Blunder by Jane McBride, based on a true story. Let us cheerfully do all things that lie in our power.
Are you sure you'll be okay taking care of Raina?
Ashley asked. She gave Emma a worried look. Emma nodded.
I'm 12. I can handle it.
Emma's grown-up sister Ashley was going with Mom to visit Grandma in the hospital. That meant Emma got to babysit. Emma loved playing with her little niece. It was the best part of being an aunt.
Thanks for looking after Raina.
We'll have lots of fun,
Emma said.
Everything will be fine.
Raina clapped her hands and giggled. Ashley smiled.
Sounds good. We'll be back soon.
She kissed Raina on the forehead, and then she and Mom left for the hospital. Emma started playing hide-and-seek with Raina. Actually, Raina wasn't very good at hiding. But Emma pretended to look for her anyway and acted surprised when she found her. Raina squealed with laughter every time. After playing for a while, Emma got thirsty. She left Raina in the hallway for just a minute to grab a juice box from the kitchen. When she came back, Raina wasn't there. Then she heard splashing and laughing coming from the bathroom. She peeked her head around the doorway and saw Raina.
There you are.
There are.
Raina said back. Emma noticed Raina's clothes were wet and her little feet were dancing in puddles of water on the bathroom tile. Then Emma saw where the water was coming from.
Oh no.
Raina had tried to flush a whole roll of toilet paper down the toilet. Raina looked up at Emma with a sweet smile. Emma tried to smile back, but she flinched as more water gushed from the toilet.
Raina, you and I are in so much trouble.
Raina just giggled. Emma took her out of the bathroom and dried her off. Then she did her best to clean up the water, but it kept pouring out of the toilet like a waterfall. Some of it even spilled out into the hallway. Emma used towels to soak up the puddles as much as she could. Finally, the water stopped running, but the bathroom was a mess.
Mommy and Grandma are not going to be very happy about this,
Emma told Raina. Raina frowned. Uh-oh. Emma sighed. Babysitting was a little tougher than she thought. When Mom and Ashley got home, Emma burst into tears. She explained what had happened and showed them the bathroom.
It's only water,
Mom said with a smile.
We'll clean it up in a jiffy.
You're not mad?
Emma asked.
No,
Mom said.
Raina was curious about what would happen if she stuffed a roll of toilet paper down the toilet. Now she knows.
Ashley smiled.
And now we know how fast she can make a giant mess. And I know I can't leave Raina by herself. Ever.
They all laughed. Ashley put her arm around Emma's shoulders.
You're a good aunt, Emma. Thanks for helping with Raina.
Mom nodded.
You did your best. That's what Heavenly Father asks of us, just that we do our best.
Just then, Raina tugged on Emma's leg.
Hi, C.
She asked. Emma grinned and took Raina's hand.
Let's go play one more round of hide-and-seek.
End of the story. Babysitting Blunder by Jane McBride. Read by Crystal Johnson, Alyssa and Kate Peterson, Heather Richardson, and Jane Wise.
My Eternal Family, a true story written by you. By Addie J., age 10, Washington, USA. Hi, I'm Addie. I was born in Seoul, Korea, but now I live with my family in Washington, in the United States. I love to jump rope, swim, and make slime. On Sunday mornings, I like to make puff pancakes for breakfast. Before I was born, my family had four boys, my mom and my dad. My mom and dad thought their family was complete. Then my mom felt the spirit tell her they needed to adopt a daughter. My family had to wait almost 2 years before they could adopt a baby. So my grandparents, parents, and brothers were all very excited to meet me at the airport. 6 months after I arrived, my family took me to the Spokane, Washington Temple, where I was sealed to them forever.
The gospel teaches me that I am a child of God. He knows me and loves me. Because of the temple, I can receive every blessing that my brothers, who were born to my parents, can receive. I can be part of an eternal family. For many years, my dad and I have taken Korean culture and language classes so I can learn about my birth country. I am so grateful for my special and unique story. Almost every night in my prayers, I tell Heavenly Father that I am thankful for temples and missionaries. I want others to learn about the gospel so they can be sealed to their families forever, too. End of the story, My Eternal Family. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Food and Fun by Tiffany M. Leary. Puff Pancakes. Here is a breakfast favorite Addie J., page 34, likes to make with her family. You can try this recipe, too. Makes 4 to 6 servings. Be sure to get an adult's help. You will need 3 tablespoons butter, 3 eggs, 1 half cup flour, 1 half cup milk, and a dash of salt. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit or 205 degrees Celsius. Melt the butter in a 9x9 inch or 23x23 centimeter pan in the oven. Step 2. Mix the eggs, flour, milk, and salt with a blender and pour the batter into the pan. Step 3. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes or until golden brown. Step 4. Top your puff pancakes with fresh berries, powdered sugar, or syrup. Silly Slime. Addie likes to play with slime, a putty you can twist, stretch, and mold. Try making your own. Be sure to get an adult's help. You will need 1/2 cup clear or white liquid glue, washable and non-toxic, 1/2 cup water, food coloring, any color, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1 tablespoon borax solution. Mix 1 tablespoon borax with 1/2 cup water. Step 1. Stir the glue and water together in a bowl. Step 2. Add a few drops of food coloring. Step 3. Mix in the baking soda and borax solution. Step 4. Stir thoroughly, then knead with your hands. End of Food and Fun, read by Maya Reinwand.
Gary and Goliath by Charlotte Larsable. Church Magazines, based on a true story. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. 1 Timothy 4:12. I glanced out the car window. The sign was still there. Right outside our neighborhood, there was a store with a giant picture of someone without many clothes on. I didn't want to see it. Mom looked at me in the rearview mirror.
Just don't look at it, Gary.
I turned my head. I try not to, but it's hard when we have to drive by it almost every day.
I know. We can't choose what pictures other people put up, but we can choose not to look at them.
I wish it wasn't there at all.
Me too.
I didn't like seeing bad pictures in my town. To make things worse, there was another bad picture in a store window right by our church building. I hated seeing that right before going into church. I didn't like the way it made me feel. I also didn't like thinking about my 3 younger brothers seeing things like that. Maybe there was something I could do about it. Hey, Mom, do you think if I wrote them a letter they would take it down?
I don't know. But I think it's a great idea to try.
I nodded. Will you help me look up that store's address when we get home?
Of course.
That night, I sat down at the kitchen table with a notebook. My plan was to write 2 letters, one to each of the stores that had the bad pictures in their windows. I stared at the blank paper. What could I say? For a minute, I thought about one of my favorite scripture stories, David and Goliath. I felt like David. I was just a kid. Would they even listen to me? But David had something going for him that Goliath didn't. He had help from Heavenly Father. That's what I needed. I bowed my head and said a prayer to know what to write. Then I started writing. I tried to be polite and respectful. I wanted to make sure they knew how I felt every time I saw those pictures. I told them how much I didn't want my little brothers to see them either. I said that I wished they could find something else to put in their window. When I finished writing the letters, I had a good feeling inside. What do you think, Dad? I asked. Dad read through my letters and nodded.
These are great. I wouldn't change a thing.
So I put them in envelopes and dropped them in the mailbox. I guess now we wait, I said. My family and I prayed that Heavenly Father would take things from there. We trusted that if it was His will, something would happen. For a while, nothing happened. And then one day, Mom and Dad said they had something to show us. We all piled into the car and drove to the first store. The picture was gone.
You were so brave to write those letters. And look what happened.
They took it down, I shouted. I said another prayer right then in the car, thanking Heavenly Father for His help. And then we got even more good news. When we drove to church that Sunday, we saw that the other store had taken their bad picture down too. I couldn't believe it. I was so grateful Heavenly Father had answered our prayers. When we do our best to keep our minds pure, God will help us. End of the article, Gary and Goliath. Read by Enza Patella, Rena Nelson, and Scott Christopher.
What's on your mind? I don't like some of the things going on around me, but I don't know how to change them. What can I do? Helpless in Honolulu.
Dear Helpless, as a child of God, you aren't helpless. You may not be able to fix everything, but you can make a difference. Even small actions can have a big impact, and a good attitude goes a long way. The Friend. For a fun word game, go to page 38 of this month's issue of The Friend.
End of What's on Your Mind, read by Caleb Johnson and Sean Nelson.
For parents of little ones, prophets have promised that consistently having home evening will bring powerful blessings. For example, President Thomas S. Monson said that it can bring spiritual growth to each member of the family, helping him or her to withstand the temptations which are everywhere. But home evening can be tricky with young children. How can we help them have a good experience? Here are ideas that have worked for other parents. It's all about the storytelling. Act it out, make characters with dough, draw, etc. Throwing cotton ball stones at Goliath never gets old. Also, don't be afraid to repeat. You don't need to do a brand new lesson every week. Kids learn by repetition anyway. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel each time. Marcia V. Give them a job. Help them lead the opening song, read a scripture, or hold a picture. Katrina A. We have a tradition of having a dance party and playing hide-and-seek after home evening each week. This helps our children engage in the lesson because they know they will get to have fun afterward. Shannon T. The biggest tip I have is don't worry that it isn't perfect. Seriously, it's better to have a 5-minute scripture story while trying to keep your kids from jumping on the sofa than to not have family night at all. Pippa W. Have a tip for teaching the gospel in your home? Send it in. Email us at friend@ldschurch.org. End of this month's For Parents of Little Ones. Read by Terrell Williams.
Action Rhyme, Ways to Show I Care, by Jordan Monson Wright. I can give you a hug, an umbrella in bad weather, a quiet kind word, or a long day spent together. When I have a special treat, I can choose to share. These are just a few ways I can show you that I care. Action Rhyme, Ways to Show I Care, by Jordan Monson Wright. Read by Kate Peterson.
A Helper Like You, by Jennifer Maddie. Where is my brother taking that bread? Jalen wonders. This is for you, Mr. Bergman. Thank you, Anthony. Where is he going now? Jalen wonders. He's shoveling the potter's driveway. Here, let me help you, Anthony says. I want to be a helper like you, Jalen says. End of the story. A Helper Like You, by Jennifer Maddie. Read by
Sean Nelson.
Scripture stories. Jesus was baptized. Have you ever seen someone get baptized? When we get baptized, we're following Jesus' example. Jesus asked his cousin John to baptize him. John had the priesthood authority to baptize people. John asked Jesus why he wanted to get baptized. Jesus said he wanted to obey Heavenly Father's commandments. John baptized Jesus. The Holy Ghost came. John and Jesus heard Heavenly Father's voice say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." One day, I can choose to be baptized, like Jesus was. I can get ready for baptism by trying to be like Jesus every day. End of Scripture Stories. Jesus was baptized. Read by Gabriel Reinwand.
What's in the Box? By Lori Fuller Sosa. Church Magazines. Based on a true story. Ava squirmed in her seat. She bounced. She wiggled. She heard her primary teacher talking, but Ava could not pay attention. All she could think about was the box under Sister Obie's chair. It was wrapped in shiny blue paper. It had a gold bow on top. What could it be? Ava leaned her head way down. She stared at the box. She wished she could see through the shiny paper. She could hardly wait to find out what was inside. Finally, Sister Obie pulled out the box. She set it on her lap. Ava leaned forward, but Sister Obie didn't open it. Sister Obie held out the box.
"Inside this box is one of Heavenly Father's greatest creations. Look inside, then pass it on without saying anything."
She passed the box to Noah. Noah slowly lifted the lid. He stared inside the box. He smiled. Then he passed the box to June. Ava stood on her tiptoes to try to see, but it wasn't her turn yet. What could be so important to Heavenly Father? And how could something so special fit in such a little box? She watched everyone take a turn. One by one, each of her friends opened the box. They looked inside. They smiled. Finally, it was Ava's turn. She lifted the shiny lid and looked inside. It was a mirror. Ava looked at the mirror in the box. She saw her own face looking back. Ava saw her eyes get big. Was she one of Heavenly Father's greatest creations? Did Heavenly Father love her that much? Ava smiled. She felt warm and happy inside. It was like a big hug. A big hug from Heavenly Father. He did love her. She was one of his greatest creations.